Hello, and welcome to The County, where we examine issues important to Baltimore County, Maryland. I'm your host for this episode, Bill Baker. In June, people across the country are taking part in Pride Month. More than a celebration, it's a symbol of solidarity and self-expression, a testament to the resilience and courage of all the individuals who have fought tirelessly for acceptance and equality.
Pride rallies us together, offering a sense of belonging and community, especially for those who have felt marginalized or isolated. It fosters empathy, understanding, and compassion. By embracing and supporting Pride, we create a safe and more inclusive world for future generations.
Baltimore County Detective Jimmy Waits plays a special role in that work. Last year, he was named the police department's first LGBTQIA+ liaison.
I will tell you, it is probably the biggest honor that ever has been bestowed upon me. For me, it's everything. Being part of the community myself, I understand the importance of the role. And as time goes by and with my community engagements, the community is understanding it as well.
A U.S. Navy veteran with 19 years of service on the county's police force, Detective Waits was tapped to bring his unique perspective to help both the department and the community.
I understand what it feels like to be marginalized in the community because I lived through it. What I tell individuals is that I cannot walk in your shoes. I can only tell my personal story. From serving in the United States Navy for 10 years during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, to eventually marriage being a law of the land in 2015. This is monumental for this department to have a liaison.
He has quite a few goals for the position. In addition to focusing on recruiting more members of the LGBTQ+ community to the department, he also coordinates events to improve community relations and helps train officers.
The most important thing for me right now is to bridge that gap between the LGBTQ+ community and the officers that serve those communities. Educating the officers, residents, and businesses on issues related to LGBTQ issues and hate crimes or public safety that they might not be aware of. Currently, one of the things that I truly enjoy is I teach all the new officers, the new recruits, before they go out into the field. I do the diversity, equity, and inclusion training with them, and it's wonderful.
As the department's first liaison, he hopes to leave his mark by developing the Safe Space Initiative. Under the program, community members, businesses, schools, and organizations can display a Safe Space decal that provides assurance to any victim of an LGBTQIA+ biased hate crime that the location is a safe space for them to get help and wait while police are called.
For the victims of LGBTQ+ biased incidents, they will recognize the Safe Space decal and the supporting businesses as a safe space to call police for help. There should be no misunderstanding. The Baltimore County Police Department wants every business to be a safe space for everyone in Baltimore County, not just the LGBTQ+ community. Designated safe spaces are for all the citizens of Baltimore County, no matter how they identify.
Since starting the program in November 2022, they have already had more than 80 businesses sign up, and Detective Waits says it's already having an impact.
Recently, I had a community member request to see me in person, just to thank me and to shake my hand to let me know that having me in this position made him feel safer, and by establishing the Safe Space Initiative, made him feel comfortable in Baltimore County. For me, that was huge, to have someone reach out to me who wanted to meet me in person, to shake my hand in a position that was just created, to tell me that he feels safe knowing that I am here for him and just a phone call away. And it was a beautiful conversation. It was engaging. This young man opened up to me, and it was probably one of the most rewarding experiences I've had on this job.
He wears two hats right now, serving as the liaison and as an internal affairs investigator. But he hopes one day the liaison will be a full-time position.
Ultimately, where I would like to see this position is to be more of an investigative unit. I would like to see that go forward in the future. I don't know if that will happen in my time frame, but projecting, I think to have a liaison in a position with a background of investigation to investigate LGBTQ issues and hate crimes, I think that would take it to the next level.
Detective Waits isn't the only one working to make Baltimore County more inclusive and supportive. For the last 3 years, the Department of Recreation and Parks has held a Pride Festival to send a clear message.
Baltimore County Recreation and Parks provides something for everyone. We are a place for all, and we have a place for all.
Jessica Cook Thomas is a regional coordinator for the department. She says they always want to create a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. This year's event was the biggest yet, featuring food trucks, drag bingo, musical performances, HIV testing and vaccination services, as well as legal and business services.
Hi, my name is Naomi Couture.
Naomi was one of the drag performers for the main stage.
I brought the girls from Baltimore out to perform for you guys, and guess the crowd loved it.
She and drag performer Tori Love are both happy to be part of the county celebration and thinks it sends a broader message.
I think it was wonderful, and I feel that the government can push a little more with the LGBTQ community and getting us noticed like everything else, and maybe even having more things like this.
That's the goal for community supervisor Kate Terry.
The times we're living in are incredibly critical for the LGBTQ plus community. As a member of the community, it's really important for me to make sure that my colleagues are as well-versed in the issues of our community and that we're facing as possible. But also, it's really important, I think, for local government to stand up and say with a clear and distinct voice that we support marginalized people in our communities at large. We're looking to do probably some announcement and recognition in some shape or form of LGBTQ History Month in October, as well as National Coming Out Day. We do have other events right now for diversity, equity, and inclusion as well, including our Juneteenth event.
She says they are working to make all their events more diverse and inclusive for the entire Baltimore County community.
I personally am a disabled person. I'm also a lesbian. I'm also a professional, and I work for this agency, and I support my community at large. So I wanted to make sure that this event was as inclusive as possible moving forward, and all of our events look to be as well moving forward.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The County. This episode was produced with help from the Baltimore County Public Library Media Services. Tune in next time.